We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Urushem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu and Master Sheni Perakei Mishnah Yud Gimel. I cannot resist Hashkifa min ma'on kotshecha min hashamayim. This is the pasuk that we read at the end of the Vidui Masros in Parshas Kisavo. The Mishnah begins with this phrase: God Hashem, from His holy abode above, He should gaze down from the heavens. We quote that phrase. Asinu mashe gazarta aleinu. We have done what you have decreed upon us, what you have required us, commanded us to do. Afata asei mashe hivtachtanu. So too, you do the same. Hashkifa mimon kodshecha min hashamayim uvarech esamcha es Yisrael bibanim uvavados. The first phrase of gaze down from your holy abode and bless the Jewish people. Bless the Jewish people refers to having children. The first thing we have to understand is, why is this part of the vidui at all? There's no vidui here. I'm not confessing anything. I finished asisi kochasher tzivisani in the previous mishnah. Samachti, I rejoiced visimachti, and I caused others to rejoice. I brought joy to other people. That was the end of the vidui. Now I'm asking, it's a prayer. What am I davening for? So the answer is very simple. When I'm done with my vidui ma'aser, the mefarshim explained. So now, Hashem, if I've done what Hashem wants me to do, so now it's most appropriate for me to declare in this particular prayer that I fulfill my obligation. So you should do the same, and you should bless us as well. There are those who claim, and Rashi quotes this in the Torah, Hashkifa, generally speaking, Hashkifa is a negative term to gaze down. By Hashkifa Pnei Sodom, we have a couple places there for Bereshis where that language of Hashkifa is where Hashem is looking down to judge. So here, the Yerushalmi explains that we're using the word Hashkifa to the extent to say that if I give my master, ani in specific, but I give the gifts to the people who are supposed to benefit from them, so you see how great the mitzvah of tzedakah is, that we're able to take hashkifa, the bad hashkifa, the gazing down, which is always Hashem coming to punish, and now turning this into a hashkifa of a blessing. Mishnah makes the point that we should have banim and banos. That's the hashkifa. That's uvarech asamcha es Yisrael. And then we make say the phrase ve'es ha'adama arshana satalanu. In what way do we ask Hashem to gaze down and bless the land that You've given us? Betalu v'matar uvevaldos behema, with dew and rain and our animals giving birth. Animals giving birth. We have this in many places that animals also have the status of gidule karka because they receive nourishment from the ground. That has important relevance in Hilchos Shabbos and other areas of Halacha as well. So this is also part of Hashem blessing the Adama Asher Nasata Lanu with dew and rain and Valdos Behema. Then we say the phrase Kashen Ishbata Lavo Seinu Eretz Zavas Cholavu Devash. That which you promised to our forefathers, the land flowing with milk and honey. What does it mean, flowing with milk and honey? Kedesha Titein Tam Baperu. So you give taste. There should be taste in the produce. And that's Eretz Zavas Cholav Dvash. We speak about Dvash, Dvash Tamarim, Dvash Te'enim, especially from the dates where there's a taste. And all of the produce that we have should be flowing literally with milk and honey. There should be a taste in everything. Mefarshim wonder that this phrase that we mentioned in the Torah is actually not true. Kasher Nishpata L'Avoseinu Eretz Zavas Cholav Dvash. If Avoseinu is a reference to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there is no place where Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov were promised that they would be giving the land a land flowing with milk and honey. That is only that is first mentioned in Parsha Shmos when Hashem speaks to Moshe to take the Jewish people out to an Eretz of Aschalav Udvash. But the Avos were not given that. We could explain because the Avos didn't need that. The same way Kel Shakai, Hashem only revealed himself as a God of judgment to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So they would listen. The Jewish people in the days of Moshe, they needed Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, who would perform miracles for them. The Avos didn't need the miracles. So the same thing here, Eretz Avas Cholav Dvash was not promised to Lavoseinu, so Lavoseinu may not. Rav Tavrim Yitzchak Yaakov, but others claim that the way to understand the Mishnah is that the phrase Kasher Nishbata Lavoseinu is going on the previous phrase. It says Ve'es Ha'adabar Shana Satalanu, the land that you gave us, you gave us as a gift. So that was true. That is Kasher Nishbata Lavoseinu. Then we put a comma, Eretz Avas Cholav Dvash. That's a separate phrase, Kedesh Titin Tamba Peros. That's a phrase that we're asking Hashem, we plead with Him that we should have the fruit that we have, the produce should grow to such an extent that it has a very good taste and we have a successful crop. Perakei, Mishnah, Yudalit. Mikan Amru, based on these psukim, they've said Yisrael Mamzerim Misvadim, Avolo Gerim, Volo Avadim Meshucharim, Sheilaim Chelek Baretz. Who can say the vidui? So it's a Mamzer can say a vidui, because he's a Jew, and he can say the Adamar Shenasata Lanu. He can say Kashen Ishbata Lavuseinu. But a Ger is unable to do so. An Eved Meshuchar, an Eved Kanani, non-Jewish slave who then was emancipated, also can't say that. Why not? Because the Vidui Meiser, they were not given a share in the land of Israel. So how can they say the land that you gave us, Esad Mashana Satalanu? Additionally, with it says Kashan Ishbata Lavoseinu, to our forefathers. That's not true. We have this in the discussion of Bikurim, which we'll get to soon. And that is, can a Ger, an Eved Meshuchar, say that this is a land that you promised to our forefathers? So that they also can't necessarily say. Now, when we speak of Bikurim, so there we also have a phrase, Kivasi Ela Aretz, Asher Nishba Hashem La'avosenu Lases Lano, beginning of Parshas Kisavo. So there, the Mishnah Bikurim says that a ger is exempt from saying what we call Mikra Bikurim, the declaration of Bikurim when he brings his Bikurim, because the land was not given to converts. It wasn't given to him. It wasn't given to his forefathers. However, Rabbi Yehuda there in the Yerushalmi holds that a ger is able to say this declaration of Bikurim. Why? Because Avraham is the father of all gerim. Av hamon goyim nisaticha. So he can say that this is something nishbata lavoseinu because he's included in Hashem nishbata Hashem lavoseinu lases lanu. When it comes to Bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have every right to be able to say this is the land promised to our forefathers because I, as a ger, I am a ger is able to say that it was promised to his forefathers because he is Avamon Goyim. He's certainly a child of Avraham in this regard. So, so what would we say about the phrase of Asher Hadamash Nasatolanu? This is the land that was given to us. So that may be a little bit more difficult, because that wasn't when the Gerim didn't leave Mitzrayim. So if they didn't leave Mitzrayim, so it's hard to say Asher Nasatolanu. So now, if that would be true, Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold by Vidui Meiser over here? So we would assume he should allow, if Rabbi Yehuda says that I'm comfortable with the phrase Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoseinu Lases Lanu, and that's enough to allow the Gerim to say the Mikra Bikurim. So we should say the same thing when it comes to Vidui Meiser. So yet there is no machlokas. We don't have anyone who disagrees with this Mishnah that says where it says Avo Lo Gerim. So the one explanation is that the phrase that we say Kasher Nishbata La'avoseinu Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, remember where that phrase was given. That phrase was given in Parsha Shmos. That was given to the people leaving Mitzrayim. So the Ger can't say that. If you're talking about the land of Israel, Asher Nishbata La'avoseinu, and that's a general statement that can include Avraham, that I hear. But to say Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, which does not, as we mentioned earlier, does not appear when it comes to Avram, who's not promised such a land. So how can I have, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that maybe a ger can say Mikra Bikurim, but he cannot say the Vidui Meiser because there is no Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash that was promised to Avraham. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afalo Kohanim Leviim. Kohanim Leviim also cannot, he exempts them from the Vidui Maaser. Why? She lo natlu chelik baaretz. Because officially they don't have a chelik in the land of Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, not true. Yesh lehem are migrash. The are migrash were given to Shevet Levi. We know they were given 42 cities throughout Eretz Yisrael, and these cities were specific for Kohanim and Levim. So the fact that they don't have a chelek in the same fashion as everybody else, they weren't given these cities. Why does Rabbi Meir disagree? They were obviously given a chelek. So he would say like this, they were allowed to live in those cities, but as a nachal, as an inheritance, they did not have. In fact, as a nafkamin, the Gemara Maseches, the discussion of Maseches Makos about this very issue, let's say you have a person, Rabbi Meir holds, That Levim are able, the question is, are Levim able to charge rent or not to people who stay in those cities? Rabbi Meir holds they cannot charge rent. Why? Because he holds that they were given the right to live there, but it officially is not their Nachla. Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with him, says, no, they can charge rent. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi here, since they have Arei Migrash, and Arei Migrash is considered, in his opinion, an official Nachla for them, for the Karnim Levim, so they'd be able to charge rent for people who are in those cities.